Pastoral Service, the 9th of August 2014. Parasha 45, Va'echtanan, I pleaded, Deuteronomy 3:23 to Deuteronomy 7:11. Aliyah 1, Deuteronomy 3:23 to Deuteronomy 4:4.
Then I pleaded with Adonai, Adonai Elohim, you have begun to reveal your greatness to your servant and your strong hand. For what other God is there in heaven or on earth that can do the works and mighty deeds that you do? Please let me go across and see the good land on the other side of the Yarden, that wonderful hill country and the Lebanon. But Adonai was angry with me on account of you, and he didn't listen to me. Adonai said to me, enough from you. Don't say another word to me about this matter. Climb up to the top of Pisgah and look out to the west, the north, south, and east. Look with your eyes, but you will not go across this Yarden. However, commission Yehoshua, encourage him and strengthen him, for he will lead his people across and enable them to inherit the land that you will see. So we stayed in the valley across from Beit Peor. Now, Israel, listen to the laws and rulings I am teaching you in order to follow them so that you will live. Then you will go in and take possession of the land that Adonai, the God of your fathers, is giving you. In order to obey the mitzvot of Adonai, your God, which I am giving you, do not add to what I am saying and do not subtract from it. You saw with your own eyes what Adonai did at Baal Peor, that Adonai destroyed from among you all the men who followed Baal Peor. But you who stuck with Adonai your God are still alive today, every one of you.
Aliyah 2, Deuteronomy 4:4 to Deuteronomy 4:40.
Deuteronomy 4, verse 5. Look, I have taught you laws and rulings, just as Adonai, my God, ordered me, so that you can behave accordingly in the land where you are going in order to take possession of it. Therefore, observe them and follow them, for then all people will see that you are having wisdom and understanding. When they hear of all these laws, they will say, "This great nation is surely a wise and understanding people." For what great nation is there that has God as close to them as Adonai our God is whenever we call on him? What great nation is there then that has laws and rulings as just as this entire Torah which I am setting before you today? Only be careful and watch yourselves diligently as long as you live, so that you won't forget what you saw with your own eyes, so that these things won't vanish from your hearts. Rather, make them known to your children and grandchildren. The day you stood before Adonai your God at Horeb, when Adonai said to me, "Gather the people to me, and I will make them hear my words, so that they will learn to hold me in awe as long as they live on earth, and so that they will teach their children." You approached and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain blazed with fire to the heart of heaven with darkness, clouds, and thick mist. Then Adonai spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but saw no shape. There was only a voice. He proclaimed his covenant to you, which he ordered you to obey, the 10 words, and he wrote them on 2 stone tablets. At that time, Adonai ordered me to teach you laws and rulings, so that you would live by them in the land you are entering in order to take possession of it. Therefore, watch out for yourselves, since you did not see a shape of any kind on that day Adonai spoke to you in Horeb from the fire. Do not become corrupt and make yourself a carved image having the shape of any figure, not a representation of a human being, male or female, or a representation of any animal on earth, or a representation of any bird that flies in the air, or a representation of anything that creeps along the ground, or a representation of any fish in the water below the shoreline. For the same reason, do not look up to the sky, at the sun, moon, stars, and everything in the sky, and be drawn away to worship and serve them. Adonai, your God, has allotted these to all the peoples under the entire sky. No, you, Adonai, has taken and brought out of the smelting furnace, out of Egypt, to be a people of inheritance for him, as you are today. But Adonai was angry with me on account of you, and swore that I would not cross the Jordan and go into the good land, which Adonai, your God, is giving you to inherit. Rather, I must die in this land and not cross the Jordan, but you are to cross and take possession of that good land. Watch out for yourselves, so that you won't forget the covenant of Adonai your God, which he made with you, and make yourselves a carved image, a representation of anything forbidden to you by Adonai your God. For Adonai your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. When you have had children and grandchildren, lived a long time in the land, become corrupt and made a carved image, a representation of something, and thus done what is evil in the sight of Adonai your God and provoked him, I will call on the sky and the earth to witness against you today that you will quickly disappear from the land that you were crossing the Jordan to possess. You will not prolong your days, but will be completely destroyed. Adonai will scatter you among the peoples and among the nations to which Adonai will lead you away. You will be left few in number. There you will serve gods which are the product of human hands, made of wood and stone, which can't see, hear, eat, or smell. However, from there you will seek Adonai your God, and you will find him if you search after him with all your heart and your being. In your distress, when all these things have come upon you in the Asheret Hayayimim, you will return to Adonai your God and listen to what he says. For Adonai your God is a merciful God. He will not fail you, destroy you, or forget the covenant that your ancestors, which he swore to them. Indeed, inquire about the past before you were born, since the day God created human beings on the earth from one end of heaven to the other. Has there ever been anything as wonderful as this? Has anyone heard anything like it? Did any other people ever hear the voice of God speaking out of a fire as you have heard and stay alive? Or has God ever tried to go and take for himself a nation from the very bowels of another nation by means of ordeals, signs, wonders, war, a mighty hand, an outstretched arm, and great terrors, like all that Adonai your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? This was shown to you so that you would know that Adonai is your God and there is no other beside him. From heaven he caused you to hear his voice in order to instruct you. And on earth he caused you to see his great fire, and you heard his very words coming out from the fire. Because he loved your ancestors, chose their descendants after them, and brought you out of Egypt with his presence and great power, in order to drive out ahead of you nations greater and stronger than you, so that he could bring you in and give you their land as an inheritance, as in this the case today. Know today and establish it in your heart that Adonai is God in heaven above and on earth below. There is no other. Therefore, you are to keep his law and mitzvah, which I am giving you today, so that it will go well with you and with your children after you, and so that you will prolong your days in the land Adonai your God is giving you forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Aliyah 3, Deuteronomy 4:41 to Deuteronomy 4:49.
Then Moshe separated three cities on the east side of the Jordan towards the sunrise, to which a killer might flee, that is, someone who kills by mistake a person whom he did not previously hate. And upon fleeing to one of these cities, might live there. The cities were Betzer in the desert and in the flatland, and the Reuveni, Ramot in Gilead for the Gadi, and the Golan in Bashan for the Manashi. This is the Torah which Moshe placed before the people of Israel. These are the instructions, laws, and rulings which Moshe presented to the people of Israel after they had come out of Egypt, beyond the Jordan River in the valley across from Beit Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amori, and lived in Heshbon, whom Moshe and the people of Israel defeated when they came out of Egypt. And they took possession of his land and the land of Og, king of Bashan, the two kings of the Amori who were beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise. From Eor on the edge of the Ammon Valley to Mount Sion, that is Mount Hermon, with all the Arava beyond the Jordan eastward, all the way to the Dead Sea at the foot of the slopes.
Aliyah 4, Deuteronomy 5:1 to Deuteronomy 5:18.
Then Moshe called to all Israel and said to them, "Listen, Israel, to the laws and rulings which I am announcing in your hearing today, so that you will learn from them and take care to obey them. Adonai, our God, made a covenant with us at Horeb. Adonai did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us who are all of us here alive today. Adonai spoke with you face to face from the fire on the mountain. At that time, I stood between Adonai and you in order to tell you what Adonai was saying, because on account of the fire, you were afraid and wouldn't go up onto the mountain. He said, 'I am Adonai your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, where you lived as slaves. You are to have no other gods before me. You are not to make for yourselves a carved image or any kind of representation of anything in heaven above, on the earth beneath, or in the water below the shoreline. You are not to bow down to them or serve them, for I, Adonai your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of the parents, also the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but displaying grace to the thousands of generations of those who love me and obey my mitzvot. You are not to misuse the name of Adonai your God, because Adonai will not leave unpunished someone who misuses his name. Observe the Shabbat and set it apart as holy, as Adonai your God ordered you to do. You have 6 days to labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Shabbat for Adonai your God. On it you are not to do any kind of work, not you, your son, or your daughter, not your male or female slave, not your ox, your donkey, or any of your other livestock, and not the foreigner staying with you inside the gates to your property, so that your male and female servants can rest just as you do. You are to remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Adonai your God brought you out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, Adonai your God has ordered you to keep the day of Shabbat. Honor your father and mother, as Adonai your God ordered you to do, so that you will not live long and have things to go well with you in the land Adonai your God has given you. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false evidence against your neighbor. Do not covet your neighbor's wife. Do not covet your neighbor's house, his field, his male or female slave, his ox, his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Aliyah 5. Deuteronomy 5:19 to Deuteronomy 6:3.
These words Adonai spoke to your entire gathering at the mountain from fire, cloud, and thick mist in a loud voice. Then it ceased. But he wrote them on 2 stone tablets, which he gave to me. When you heard the voice coming out of the darkness as the mountain blazed with fire, you came to me, all the heads of your tribes and your leaders, and said, "Here, Adonai our God has shown us his glory and his greatness. We have heard his voice coming from the fire. And we have seen today that God does speak with human beings, and they stay alive. But why should we keep risking death? This great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of Adonai our God any more, we will die. For who is there of all humanity that has heard the voice of the living God speaking from the fire as we have, and stayed alive? You go near and hear everything Adonai our God says. Then you will tell us everything Adonai our God says to you. We will listen to it and do it. Adonai heard what you were saying when he spoke to me, and Adonai said to me, I have heard what this people has said when speaking to you, and everything they have said is good. Oh, how I wish their hearts would stay like this always, that they would fear me and obey all my mitzvot, that it would go well with them and their children forever. Go, tell them to return to their tents, but you stand here by me, and I will tell you all the mitzvot, laws, and rulings which you are to teach them, so that you can obey them in the land I am giving them as their possession. They can obey them. Therefore, you are to be careful to do as Adonai your God has ordered you. You are not to deviate either to the right or to the left. You are to follow the entire way which Adonai your God has ordered you, so that you will live. Things will go well with you, and you will live long in the land you are about to possess. Now this is the mitzvah, the laws and rulings, which Adonai your God ordered me to teach you to obey in the land you are crossing over to possess, so that you will fear Adonai your God and observe all his regulations and mitzvot that I am giving you, you, your grandchild, and your grandchild, as long as you live, so that you will have long life. Therefore, listen, Israel, and take care to obey, so that things will go well with you, and so that you will increase greatly, as Adonai, the God of your ancestors, promised you by giving you a land flowing with milk and honey.
Aliyah 6, Deuteronomy 6:4 to Deuteronomy 6:25.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohim, Adonai Echad. Hear Israel, Adonai our God, Adonai is one. And you are to love Adonai your God with all your heart, all your being, and all your resources. These words which I am ordering you today are to be on your heart, and you are to teach them carefully to your children, You are to talk about them when you sit at home, when you are traveling on the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them on your hand as a sign. Put them at the front of a headband around your forehead, and write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. When Adonai your God has brought you into the land he swore to your ancestors Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov that he would give you, cities great and prosperous which you didn't build, houses full of all sorts of good things which you didn't fill, water cisterns dug out which you didn't dig, vineyards and olive trees which you didn't plant, and you have eaten your fill. Then be careful not to forget Adonai who brought you out of the land of Egypt where you lived as slaves. You are to fear Adonai your God, serve him, and swear by his name. You are not to follow after other gods, chosen from the gods of the peoples around you, because Adonai your God, who is here with you, is a jealous God. If you do, the anger of Adonai your God will flare up against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the earth. Do not put Adonai your God to the test, as you tested him at Massah, the place of testing. Observe diligently the mitzvot of Adonai your God and his instructions and laws which he has given you. You are to do what is right and good in the sight of Adonai, so that things will go well with you, and you will enter and possess the good land Adonai swore to your ancestors, expelling all your enemies ahead of you, as Adonai says. Someday your child will ask you, what is the meaning of the instructions, laws, and rulings which Adonai your God has laid down for you? Then you will tell your child, we were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and Adonai brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand. Adonai worked great and terrible signs and wonders against Egypt, Pharaoh and all his household before our very eyes. He brought us out from there in order to bring us to the land he had sworn to our ancestors that he would give us. Adonai ordered us to observe all these laws, to fear Adonai our God, always for our own good, so that he might keep us alive as we are today. It will be righteousness for us if we are careful to obey all these mitzvot before Adonai our God, just as he ordered us to do.
Aliyah 7 and Maftir, Deuteronomy 7:1 to Deuteronomy 7:11.
Adonai your God is going to bring you into the land you will enter in order to take possession of it, and he will expel many nations ahead of you, the Hitti, the Girgashi, Emori, Kanaani, Perizi, Hivi, and Yevusi, seven nations bigger and stronger than you. When he does this, when Adonai your God hands them over ahead of you, and you defeat them, you are to destroy them completely. Do not make any covenant with them. Show them no mercy. Don't intermarry with them. Don't give your daughter to his son, and don't take his daughter for your son. For he will turn your children away from following me in order to serve other gods. If this happens, the anger of Adonai will flare up against you, and he will quickly destroy you. No, treat them this way. Break down their altars. Smash their standing stones to pieces. Cut down their sacred poles and burn up their carved images completely. For you are a people set apart as holy for Adonai your God. Adonai your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his own unique treasure. Adonai didn't set his heart on you or choose you because you numbered more than any other people. On the contrary, you were the fewest of all peoples. Rather, it was because Adonai loved you and because he wanted to keep the oath which he had sworn to your ancestors, that Adonai brought you out with a strong hand and redeemed you from a life of slavery under the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. From this, you can know that Adonai your God is indeed God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and extends grace to those who love him and observe his mitzvot to 1,000 generations. But he repays those who hate him to their face and destroys them. He will not be slow to deal with someone who hates him. He will repay him to his face. Therefore, you are to keep the mitzvot, laws and rulings which I'm giving you today, and obey them.
Haftarah readings from Isaiah 40.
Blessed are you, O Lord of God, King of the universe, who selected good prophets and was pleased with their words, which were spoken truthfully. Blessed are you, O Lord, who chooses the Torah, your servant Moses, your people Israel, and prophets of truth and righteousness.
Aliyah 8, Isaiah 41 to Isaiah 40:28.
After our reading is from Isaiah chapter 40.
Comfort and keep comforting my people, says your God. Tell Jerusalem to take heart. Proclaim to her that she has completed her time of service, that her guilt has been paid off, that she has received at the hand of Adonai double for all her sins. A voice cries out, clear a road through the desert for Adonai, level a highway in the Araba for our God. Let every valley be filled in, every mountain and hill lowered, the bumpy places made level, and the crags become a plain. Then the glory of Adonai will be revealed. All humankind together will see it, for the mouth of Adonai has spoken. A voice says, proclaim, and I answer, what should I proclaim? All humanity is merely grass, all its kindness like wild flowers. The grass dries up, the flowers fade. When a wind from Adonai blows on it, surely the people are grass. The grass dries up, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. You who bring good news to Zion, get yourself up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, cry out at the top of your voice. Don't be afraid to shout out loud, say to the cities of Yehuda, here is your God. Here comes Adonai Elohim with power, and his arm will rule for him. Look, his reward is with him, and his recompense is before him. He is like a shepherd feeding his flock, gathering his lambs with his arm, carrying them against his chest, gently leading the mother sheep. Who has counted the hands full of water in the sea, measured off the sky with a ruler, gauged how much dust there is on the earth, weighed the mountains on scales or the hills in a balance? Who has measured the spirit of Adonai? Who has been his counselor, instructing him? Whom did he consult to gain understanding? Who taught him how to judge, taught him what he needed to know, showed him how to discern? The nations are like a drop in the bucket. They count like a grain of dust on the scales. The islands weigh as little as specks of dust. The Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, or its animals be enough for burnt offerings. Before him, all the nations are like nothing. He regards them as less than nothing. With whom, then, will you compare God? By what standard will you evaluate him?
Aliyah 9, Isaiah 40, 19 to Isaiah 40, 31.
An image made by a craftsman, which a goldsmith overlays with gold, for which he then casts silver chains. A man too poor to afford an offering chooses a piece of wood that won't rot, then seeks out a skilled artisan to prepare an image that won't fall over. Don't you know? Don't you hear? Haven't you been told from the start? Don't you understand how the earth is set up? He who sits above the circle of the earth, for whom its inhabitants appear like grasshoppers, stretches out the heavens like a curtain, spreads them out like a tent to live in. He reduces princes to nothing, the rulers of the earth to emptiness. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely their stem takes root in the ground. When the wind blows on them, they dry up, and the whirlwind carries them off like straw. With whom then will you compare me? With whom am I equal? Asked the Holy One. Turn your eyes to the heavens. See who created these things. He brings out the army of them in sequence, summoning each by name. Through his great might and his massive strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Yaakov? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from Adonai, my rights are ignored by my God? Haven't you known, haven't you heard that the everlasting God, Adonai, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not grow tired or weary? His understanding cannot be fathomed. He invigorates the exhausted. He gives strength to the powerless. Young men may grow tired and weary. Even the fittest may stumble and fall. But those who hope in Adonai will renew their strength. They will soar aloft as with eagle's wings. When they are running, they won't grow weary. When they are walking, they won't get tired.
Apostolic Scripture Readings.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us Messiah Yeshua and the teachings of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the apostolic scriptures.
Aliyah 10, Acts 13, verse 22 to Acts 10, verse 43.
First reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 22.
Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Shaul ben Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin. After 40 years, God removed him and raised up David as king for them, making his approval known with these words: I found David, Ben Jisha, to be a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want. In keeping with his promise, God has brought to Israel from this man's descendants a delivery, Yeshua. Now, before the coming of Yeshua, Jehoshanan proclaimed to all the people of Israel an immersion in connection with turning to God from sin. But as Jehoshanan was ending his work, he said, "Who do you suppose I am? Well, I'm not. But after me is coming someone, the sandals of whose feet I am unworthy to untie. Brothers, sons of Abraham, and those among you who are God-fearers, it is to us that the message of this deliverance has been sent. For the people living in Jerusalem and their leaders did not recognize who Yeshua was or understand the message of the prophets read every Shabbat. So they fulfilled that message by condemning him. They could not find any legitimate ground for a death sentence. Nevertheless, they asked Pilate to have him executed. And when they had carried out all the things written about him, he was taken down from the stake and placed in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. He appeared for many days to those who had come out with him from the Galilee to Jerusalem, and they are now his witnesses to the people. As for us, we are bringing you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, he has fulfilled for us, the children, in raising up Yeshua, as indeed it is written in the second Psalm. You are my son. Today I have become your father. And as for his raising him up from the dead to return to decay no more, he said, I will give the holy and trustworthy things of David to you. This is explained elsewhere. You will not let your Holy One see decay. For David did indeed serve God's purposes in his own generation. But after that, he died, was buried with his fathers, and did see decay. However, the one God raised up did not see decay. Therefore, brothers, let it be known to you that through this man is proclaimed forgiveness of sins. That is, God clears everyone who puts his trust in this man. Even in regard to all the things concerning which you could not be clear by the Torah of Moshe. Watch out then, so that this word found in the prophets may not happen to you. You mockers, look and marvel and die, for in your own time I'm doing a work that you simply will not believe, even if someone explained it to you. As they left, the people invited Shaul and Barnabas to tell them more about these matters the following Shabbat. When the synagogue meeting broke up, many of the born Jews and devout proselytes followed Shaul and Barnabas, who spoke with them and urged them to keep holding fast to the love and kindness of God.
Aliyah 11. Luke 10, verse 25 to Luke 10, verse 37.
Luke 10, verse 25. An expert in Torah stood up to try and trap him by asking, "Rabbi, what should I do to obtain eternal life?" But Yeshua said to him, "What is written in the Torah? How do you read it?" He answered, "You are to love Adonai, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your understanding, and your neighbor as yourself." That's the right answer. Yeshua said, "Do this and you will have eternal life." But he wanted to justify himself. Said to Yeshua, "And who is my neighbor?" Taking up the question, Yeshua said, "A man was going down from Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him naked and beat him up, then went off, leaving him half dead. By coincidence, a Kohen was going down on that road. But when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levi who reached the place and saw him also passed by on the other side. But a man from Shomron who was traveling came upon him, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. So he went up to him, put oil and wine on his wounds, and bandaged him. Then he sent him on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 days' wages, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Look after him, and if you spend more than this, I'll pay you back when I return.' Of these three, which one seems to you to have become the neighbor of the man who fell among robbers? He answered, "The one who showed mercy toward him." Yeshua said to him, "You go and do as he did."
Aliyah 12, James 2, verse 14 to James 2, verse 26.
What good is it, my brothers, if someone claims to have faith but has no actions to prove it? Is such faith able to save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food, and someone says to him, "Shalom, keep warm and eat hearty," without giving him what he needs. What good does it do? Thus, faith by itself, unaccompanied by actions, is dead. But someone will say to you, will say that you have faith and I have actions. Show me this faith of yours without the actions, and I will show you my faith by my actions. You believe that God is one? Good for you. The demons believe it too. The thought makes them shudder with fear. But foolish fellow, do you want to be shown that such faith apart from actions is barren? Wasn't Abraham Avinu declared righteous because of actions when he offered up his son Yitzhak on the altar? You see that his faith worked with his actions. By the actions, the faith was made complete. And the passage of the Tanakh was fulfilled, which says, Abraham had faith in God, and it was credited to his account as righteousness. He was even called God's friend. You see that a person is declared righteous because of actions and not because of faith alone. Likewise, wasn't Rachav the prostitute declared righteous because of actions when she welcomed the messengers and sent them out by another route? Indeed, just as the body without the spirit is dead, so too faith without actions is dead.
This is the